Yo, 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 yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that's right, we are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open motherfucking dialogue. What's going on, y'all, niggas and friends? Niggas and saints, saints and niggas, just what's going on? Before we get started with this week's episode, you already know I gotta pour up this drink. All right. And I know y'all niggas is wondering what the fuck you drinking, because that was a lot. It's cool. So what I got from the liquor store, I got a Crown Apple Whiskey Lemonade. So then I got the Peach Crown Royal. It's what y'all hear now. To have a good time tonight. Yes, y'all already know I'm a bartender. If y'all didn't know, now you know, nigga. All right. Don't start. Y'all know I'm a new parent, so I gotta... gotta make sure I'm on all my hats tonight. So I am drinking a peach lemonade tonight with no ice. No ice at all. And I think we're just about to jump into it. I think so. Y'all want to? All right, let's go ahead and do this. So you already know how I like to do. Obviously, give thanks to y'all, because without y'all, this shit ain't possible. It's not motivating. It's not this, that, or the third. But I just want to say thank you. Continue to support. Continue to push play. And continue to fuck with your boy. All right, now that we got the thanks out the way, we're just going to move on to highs and lows of this episode. That's bars on the motherfucking beat. Hold on 1 second. Let me get her. And what the hell you doing? Huh? All right. She good. She got her bone. I thought she was fucking up some shit. Yeah, so my high this week is I made it, but I'm going to stop saying that. My high this week is having a great social past weekend. Friday night, I went to the High Museum of Atlanta. It was very dope. Everybody looked nice. There was tons of pictures and artworks and DJs and drinks and vibes flowing. So that's what you will catch on my Instagram, at Marco the Prince, MarcoDePrence. And it was just a good vibe. Like, at this point, I want to become a member of the High Museum just for that special event. So I'm thinking about it, but I think it's, it was very dope. It was something different outside of the club. I think it was something different outside of like a hookah lounge or this, that, and the third, but something classy. You get enough drunk and then you know when to take your ass home. Gotcha. Yep. Mm-hmm. What I'm setting down is what y'all picking up. Let's go. But yeah, the High Museum was very dope. And then Saturday I went to the brunch festival. Which was cool. It was like a black ass cookout with like just black folks and champagne. So I definitely enjoyed myself there. I didn't eat there. I only drank. So I can't really say like too much. Baby, is you doing too much? I'm leaving messages and voicemails telling you I miss you. Baby, am I doing too much? Yeah. So it was good. It was like, I didn't have no complaints at the brunch festival. Everybody looked nice. Everybody was talking. The DJ was good. The drinks were flowing. I tipped my good girl, Danielle. What's good? I tipped her. Yeah. Because my thing is, I'm a bartender, so I like to find one bartender for the night. And I feel like my voice is getting a little raspy, so I am going to take a little drink. One second. But Danielle was good. She wasn't leaving anytime soon. The vibes that she gave me is the vibes, is the tip that I gave her. And what the hell are you doing? You laying down? Okay, she laying down. And it was good. Like, my whole weekend was out fucking standing. I feel like I've been on weekends for quite a while. So we just gonna continue to move on. And then Sunday, what I do? Oh, Saturday now. I also went to go see Creed 3, fucking amazing movie. Out of this world, fucking outstanding. Go see it. Sunday, what I do? Sunday, I went to the Beltline with Bella, and she did very good. So I am a proud papa. She ate, she drunk, she handled her business, and she didn't really bark that much. Yes, I'm talking about you. Come on. Come here. Come here. But yeah, she didn't fold not one bit. But she already know who her father is, so what's good? All right. That was my high. So I want to let y'all know that this week's episode is a rant bag. I have been. One second. Let me take a little sip of my drink. This week, I've just been going through a lot of shit. Mentally, financially, personally, like organizationally. I don't even know if that's a word, but if it ain't, we're gonna put that in the dictionary. You know, I just like to be honest with y'all. So this week has been hard on many particular reasons. I realize that, like, people that I'm close with, that I'm gonna have to start, like, ending a friendship with, which, you know, isn't always, like, the best thing, but it is always the best outcome, because if you feel it, you should do it, but, like, find a way to let that person know. I'm not a fan of ghosting. I don't know if I probably already told y'all this on my Instagram and shit, but like, I'm not a fan of ghosting. I don't think it does me justice. I don't think it does you justice. I don't think it does the situation justice. We both men. We both can handle rejection. Like, it's cool. Just let me know. And don't even let me know what didn't work for you. Just let me know that it didn't work. And that's cool. I'm going to continue on with my black ass, gay ass life and continue what the fuck that I wanted to do. So it's so unfortunate that like me as an individual had to like reflect on a lot of friendships and family ships and Instagram shits. And just like let them know that, you know, we won't ever be. We won't ever be friends. We won't ever be together. We just won't ever be this. And for me, that's cool. I'm good with it. But I also see, like, the challenging part of being so close with these people and like breaking a bond so strong and just like letting this person or people like live in the world with your secrets, which to me, as I'm saying it to y'all, which is okay because I'm always gonna tell my story. Y'all can't tell me motherfucking shit. Y'all can't tell me motherfucking nothing. So what's up? But I do see the risk factor in it. I don't think it's the worst thing. ever, but I think it's something that both individuals can work on together. Together, separately, individually. I'm a fan of chances when it comes to things going on in my world. I know most people would be like, oh no, this person did X, Y, and Z. Fuck them. Okay. Which is okay. But like for me, I'm just like, I'm mature enough to hear the other side. I'm mature enough to talk it out. Like, I'm mature enough to get to the needy, greedy, the meat, and the potatoes of things. But yeah, I just feel like this particular relationship that I got going on, it's going to figure itself out. And not because, you know, me, but just like, I'm a very big fan of like the universe just doing shit. I also say that to say that I am not currently talking to my family. If y'all new to this show, I don't really talk to my family. But over the last couple of months, I have made an effort to reach out, to talk, to hold conversations, to do this, that, and the third. And I've been let down every single motherfucking time. And it does not do me any type of justice. It don't. And I'm good with that. Like, at 34 years old, I feel like at this point in my life, I'm okay with that because I've been fighting for so long. I just gotta figure out what's next for me. What's next for Marco? What's next for your life? What's next career-wise? What's going on? I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I got a baby. But it's cool. No hard feelings to anybody that I have ever came in contact with. No hard feelings to anybody that is my actually flesh and blood. Because I don't think that my energy deserves that. I don't really want to go through the whole arguing and Instagram and Facebook and this, that, and the third. And like anybody having like the bad like last image of me. Like, it's always gonna be good, because I strongly believe that character means everything. So yeah, I just, you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know. That ain't got shit to do, or I mean, I guess it does got shit to do with me, because I was talking about it, but you already know how it goes over here. And I say that to say, so like, y'all know, like, I talk about my family on here, but like, I don't really talk about my family. But like, a couple of weeks ago, like, my mother called me talking about, like, hey, stranger. And I don't know if y'all know, but like, Marco the Prince knows, Mr. Hear Me Out knows, all this, that, and the third knows. We not doing no hey stranger over here. I don't care. I don't give a fuck who you are. We are not doing no hey strangers. Don't text me hey stranger. Don't expect me to respond to hey stranger. Don't expect me to respond to anything black stranger. And I'm good with that. That's what y'all not about to do, is just play me. So, I say that to say, Use this moment in life to explore and to discover yourself. Because that's what I'm doing. And I'm trying to get perfectly okay with it, but like slowly but surely I am getting used to it. And that's a great motherfucking feeling. It's a great motherfucking feeling. So, also, I want to just mention, like, family really quick. And then we're about to start ranting. What's going on, baby? So I know me and my family ain't close. We're not close at all. I'm not even about to hold y'all. Y'all know. This girl is charging $1,700 for rent, which is cool. Make something bad. One thing that frustrates me is that, like, we did not learn this growing up. And I understand, like, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, the ancestors and all that didn't really know the knowledge to get to the next point. Hello, you have us. You have us. And it's cool. I'm Gucci. Down to the socks and my Tommy boxes, baby. Yeah. I think it's cool. My word as of this year, as y'all know, is being intentional. Being intentional, intentional, intentional. And as long as the nigga's honest with me, you got me. And I'm not talking about niggas that I'm about to date. I'm just saying niggas as in black folks. Like, if I invite my sister girlfriends to the Beltline, they gonna motherfucking show up. If we just happen to run past a family, they got kids that have got good vibes. We just, you know, we enjoying life, which is cool. Please don't. I'm about to take me there. I don't know how long I've been recording, but I think that it's been long enough. Oh, I also want to talk about people not supporting people how they should. I understand, like, this whole acting, this podcast, this entertainment, this, that, and the third industry is motherfucking overwhelming. But niggas that's listening to this, that do not record they bestie, they best friend, they this, that on their Instagram and repost it for us, it does us nothing. It does us nothing. What we need you to do is take a clip of that, do your whole little caption, tag us, and then we'll repost it. Because that also shows that the audience is, you know, engaged and everything.
What's going on?
Y'all know I'm a new parent. My bad. Y'all know I'm a new parent. Okay, she good. So when you see independent artists like myself showing up on your TV screen, like Hulu and shit like that, post us, cause that it might mean little to you, but it means a lot to us. Y'all don't even know what fucking work it takes to live at the top of New York City. Hello. But I forgot what I was about to say. One second. I normally don't check my notebook, but Bella scared me. Cause she run around this whole motherfucking house and doing shit. Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? I wanted to talk about Quinta B. Cause I know nobody else is going to. I'm not gonna talk to her as like an individual, as a creative or anything like that. No director, no producer, no shit like that. But you know, I feel like her glow up is moving a lot faster than Issa Rae's. Hold on. Calm down. Y'all calm the fuck down. One second. Because she's married to a white man. I remember Issa Rae's top notch, everything that she touched, she owned type of ordeal. But it just breaks my heart because I don't understand. They're scared of us, y'all. They're scared of us being successful and black and taking everything that we own back. Bars on a motherfucking beat. Because why the fuck would you... why would you not make drag shows affordable and acceptable in the state of Texas? Or Dallas, excuse me. I am running out of things to say. So let me tell y'all what I'm about to do. I'm about to pause this motherfucking shit. I know this was a rant pack, so y'all might get it again. Y'all might not. Some things that I want to, you know, move forward is, you know, being licensed also. I want to be licensed. Yeah, I do, for nails and like eyelashes and all that shit. So I think that'd be dope. It's a market for it. All right. They're kicking me off the mic, y'all. I'm motherfucking tired. But make sure y'all check me out at MarcoThePrince.com. Marco the Prince on all the socials. And if you want to hear me out weekly, just hit tap and we'll be live. That is MarcoThePrince. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. We out.